Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. SEPTA prepares to cut 20% of services starting Sunday. Efforts are underway to make sure riders with disabilities aren't left behind. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
12% of SEPTA's riders are living with disabilities. Cassandra West, Chief Officer of Access, SEPTA's paratransit and small bus operations, says in the city, those riders will still have options.
We won't see a big impact to paratransit service, but I do think that we may see an increase in paratransit riders.
Where fixed routes are being eliminated, SEPTA is required by the Americans with Disabilities Act to provide paratransit.
A person who was able to get to the bus stop that's two blocks away may not be able to get to a bus stop that's five or six blocks away, and that would make them paratransit eligible. So that means that we will likely start adding runs, adding vehicles, because we are required to meet that demand.
West says in the suburbs where lines are being eliminated, SEPTA has worked with advocates and county agencies to identify impacted riders and connect them with other transportation.
This is not something that we want to happen. It's painful. We're just trying to do everything we can to keep them informed.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
While SEPTA's planning to start its service cuts in 3 days, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced new plans to expand public transportation options in South Jersey. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Dougherty.
During a conference in Atlantic City, Governor Phil Murphy acknowledged the lack of transportation options in the southern part of the state and said taxpayers down this way don't always get the equal bang for their buck as people up north do. One of the proposals is a new shuttle service between Vineland and AC to help casino workers get back and forth.
A twice daily synced up to the casino shifts shuttle between Vineland and Atlantic City for work days. We think that'll be a big game changer.
He also says they're working on plans for micro transit systems to support the so-called EDS and MEDS corridors, such as Camden and Glassboro. The third plan is expanding the electric bus fleet with storage and maintenance centered in Camden. Murphy says these initiatives are all designed to help people get to where they need to be, and the particulars on some of these ideas are still being worked out. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Dougherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
PGW has agreed to a settlement that will lower customer rate hikes next year. A coalition of environmental groups intervened before the Public Utility Commission. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
PGW has agreed to cut its rate hike request from $105 million to $62 million, more than 40% less. Val Sherwood of PennPerk says it also agreed to drop its request for what it called a revenue guarantee.
This short-sighted proposal would have shockingly forced local PGW customers to pay more when gas consumption is down.
PGW also agrees to put more money into weatherization and energy efficiency programs and discounts for low-income customers. Flora Cardoni of Penn Environment says it's a win for Philadelphians, but more reforms are needed.
It is time to stop business as usual at PGW. PGW should be lowering system costs through energy efficiency, electrification, and more targeted repairs.
To that end, the settlement also creates a community engagement process on climate change, including public meetings with PGW officials. The settlement must still receive PUC approval. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
PGW declined to comment, but a post on its website says the settlement will maintain the company's financial health and deliver safety and quality of life enhancements for customers.
Weeks after a shooting injured five at the Christie Rec Center's pool in Cobbs Creek, a night of basketball brought fun and competition to its gym in an effort to combat youth gun violence. Kids from across the city showed out on the court alongside a team of first responders. KYW's Nigel Thompson watched the action.
This is the third year first responders have put a team on the court as part of the Christie Rec Center's annual Woodstar Hoop Jam. But Detective Tyrone Bacon says police in the community have been involved with the youth tournament for much longer.
We have a sit down with the kids. We talk to the kids so we can bridge the gap between police officers and community.
Basketball comes after the talk, but it's the tool that makes the most connections.
We can come out here together and play basketball together. When things go on in the community, we can get together and try to figure them things out.
Malcolm Wicker helped found the Woodstar Hoop Jam at Christie Rec back in 2001.
It's just about having fun, and I can't even say no more. Just about having fun, that's all it is.
As for who will win the matchup, Wicker didn't give the first responders much of a chance.
We played the police before, and we beat them. They're not going to win down here, no. They're not going to win.
In Cobbs Creek, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.